He's angry. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The governor of Texas wants answers after the school shooting in Uvalde and pledged that lawmakers and he will take action.
Governor Greg Abbott says victims' families and he himself were misled after the shooting with bad information from law enforcement.
I am livid about what happened.
The governor was also asked about gun laws. He recently signed a bill allowing permitless carry. But Abbott said no recent laws had anything to do with the 18-year-old suspect's ability to legally buy guns.
So for a century and a half, 18-year-olds could buy rifles, and we didn't have school shootings, but we do now. Maybe we're focusing our attention on the wrong thing.
He said there will be future laws enacted due to this crime, some having to do with schools, but also ones that address health care. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The NRA convention went on as scheduled in Houston despite some protests. Former President Trump spoke about the tragedy in Uvalde.
Whatever our differences may be on other issues, what on earth is stopping Democrats from immediately passing measures to ramp up school security?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott had been scheduled to speak, but he canceled in light of the shooting. A California woman will spend more than a year in prison for hitting a flight attendant.
A woman who admitted assaulting a Southwest Airlines flight attendant was given a 15-month federal prison sentence and ordered to pay nearly $26,000 in restitution. 29-year-old Viviana Quinones was charged with interfering with a flight crew member after prosecutors say she struck the flight attendant while airborne, breaking her teeth. The incident began after the crew member asked Quinones to stow her tray table and put on her face mask properly.
Fox's Rich Dennison. Last year, airlines reported more than 5,000 incidents of unruly passengers to the FAA. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit brought by former President Trump against New York's Attorney General.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that New York Attorney General Letitia James can continue her civil investigation into former President Donald Trump's business practices, throwing out a lawsuit he had brought to try and block the probe. The ruling comes a day after a New York appeals court ruled that Trump must answer questions under oath in James' investigation, upholding a lower court ruling requiring him to sit for a deposition. The former president sued James in December after she subpoenaed him for his testimony. James has said the probe has uncovered evidence that Trump's company misstated the value of assets like skyscrapers and golf courses on financial statements for more than a decade. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
United States wins the latest round of a legal battle to seize a $325 million Russian-owned superyacht.
The yacht in question, the 254-foot Amadea, that belongs to Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg. With close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin, it was seized in Spain last month by the Department of Justice. The yacht's now in Fiji, where a court has dismissed an appeal by the company that legally owns the vessel that argues the U.S. has no jurisdiction. The company plans to take its case to Fiji's Supreme Court amid the thorny legal ground the Biden administration finds itself on as it tries to seize assets of Russian oligarchs around the world. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A landmark restaurant and brew pub in Midtown Detroit has been destroyed by fire, but the neighboring Third Man record store was spared, owned by musician Jack White. Fire officials say no one was inside Traffic Jam and Snug at the time of the early Friday fire and that the restaurant was believed to be a total loss. No injuries were reported. The cause was not immediately known. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.